I'm Pat Rivers. This is Rochester Speaks. Back in April, the Eastman School of Music officially launched its $100 million centennial campaign virtually, as pretty much everything is conducted in these pandemic times. Eastman will more formally mark the centennial beginning this fall, actually very soon. The celebration will continue throughout the year 2022 with world premieres of more than 40 compositions and fanfares, acclaimed guest artists performing alongside Eastman's ensembles, national academic and music conferences, alumni events throughout the country, and even a documentary with WXXI and lots more. I'd say big things are happening at the Eastman School of Music. After all, it's 100 years. I'd like to welcome Jamal Rossi, Dean of the Eastman School of Music. He joins us via the telephone this morning.
Hi, Pat. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, it's a lovely thing. 100 years. Doesn't happen that often.
It really doesn't. And, you know, it's just a thrill to be here at this time. And I would tell you that we've been planning for this year for about the last 3 years.
Oh, I can imagine.
So it's going to be a really exciting time here at Eastman.
So the $100 million centennial campaign, if you could tell us more about that and how it's been going so far, how much have you raised and where will the money go, those monies go?
Well, I appreciate your asking. So it is an ambitious goal, but the goal is to raise that money primarily for scholarships for students. It has always been our goal, and it continues to be so, to make an Eastman education affordable to any student who is accepted and desires to be here. I never want a student to make their decision about which school to go to based on who gives the best offer or anything like that. I want this to be affordable for them. And so scholarships are our primary focus of this campaign.
Scholarships are a wonderful thing, especially as a college student myself at one time. They came in very helpful.
Absolutely. And really, 100% of our students are on scholarship. And I know that without that, we would not be able to attract the talent that we attract.
I know. And how is enrollment going? How is the health of Eastman School of Music, if you will?
Well, I have to say remarkably well. COVID disrupted everything, as we all know, and we didn't know what the impact would be on Eastman. But in fact, last year, throughout the entire year, we stayed open, and our students studied music in person. As a result, virtually all of our students returned, and we didn't lose any. And then this year, it was a very odd year. The audition process to get into Eastman is rigorous and in person, but we did all of that online. So this year's class of students really showed a lot of grit and perseverance, and we got a full class of very, very talented students. So we are very gratified about how it's going.
Well, I can tell that the students are back because I live in the Windsor Street neighborhood, which is actually right across.
So you can hear them practicing. Isn't it great to hear?
I can, yes. Especially the jazz students down the street. They practice on their front porch every Sunday afternoon. It's a wonderful thing.
I love that.
So you did mention that COVID had been a difficult challenge for you.
Well, it was indeed, because making music, and especially what they call aerosol-producing instruments, which would be wind instruments and voice, we had to really create protocols that would keep everybody safe. And we were very fortunate that we have one of the leading experts in performing arts medicine right here at the University of Rochester. And thanks to Dr. Ralph Manchester, he really guided us. And in fact, we didn't have a single case of COVID transmitted in the rehearsal hall or classroom last year.
Well, that's remarkable. And it's interesting when you mention aerosol-producing instruments. That's what they are, the wind instruments, when you think about it.
Correct. And so, you know, for our vocalists, for instance, when we came back a year ago, last September, there was so much we didn't know. And so our students were wearing masks, and they were 12 feet apart from each other. So if you could picture a choir where you're separated by 12 feet, that creates all kind of issues in terms of hearing your neighbor and hearing yourself. But our students learned some new skills, and they persevered because that desire to be together and to make music together was so strong.
And unbelievable. I'm glad to hear that, and I'm glad we're getting towards the end of this, hopefully. We're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel here.
I think we are. We had our first centennial concert two nights ago, and it was so spectacular to have about 400 people in the audience, and that's the first time we've really had a live audience in 18 months. And the energy was great. Our students, instead of playing to a camera, were once again feeding off the energy of an audience, and it was very, very special.
Oh, that's the main thing for a musician, pretty much, you know?
It is about sharing music with people and communicating with your audience.
Well, let's talk a bit on some of the things that are going to be happening as a part of this centennial celebration. There's three major festivals coming, right?
Well, there are a lot of things happening, and so I'm not sure which festivals you're referring to.
Okay, well, I'm just going by the sheet here. The Opening the Doors, Women in Music, and Gateways Music Festival. Oh, but that's coming in March.
So Opening the Doors will be March 2nd through 6th, and that really will be just a community celebration. We are throwing open the doors of the school and the theater to the community to come in and experience every facet of Eastman that we can. An interesting fact was that the first class of students enrolled at Eastman in September 2019. But the school, the facility itself, didn't open until March 4, 2022. So we will have a grand reopening celebration to commemorate that.
Oh, that's awesome.
The Gateways Music Festival, well, that's been happening in Rochester now for 28 years. But we formed a formal partnership with them about 6 years ago. And this year is incredibly special because there will be 4 days of the Gateways Music Festival in Rochester. But then from there, we're taking it to New York City that will culminate in a concert presented by Carnegie Hall at Carnegie Hall. And this will be the first time in all an orchestra made up exclusively of members of African descent will have ever played in Carnegie Hall.
Certainly is impressive. Sounds like you've got a lot on the table here.
There is a lot, and I would invite those who can hear me and they're in Rochester, there are so many special concerts this year. It really will be a historic year. And all one has to do is go to our website, esm.rochester.edu, and in the lower right-hand corner is our event calendar, and you can see a little marker that says Centennial Event. Every one of those events either will have a premiere of a new composition that has never been performed before, or guest artists, or a lecturer, or some special event that is intended to commemorate the centennial.
You're listening to Rochester Speaks. Our guest is Jamel Rossi, Dean of the Eastman School of Music, and we're talking about the Eastman School. 100 years they've been here in our city, doing a lot of good for our community and helping a lot of musicians become better musicians. And you attract students from all over.
We do indeed. We have students from every state, and I didn't look it up in advance, but I think we have students from 24 different countries here, and that's the collegiate program, which is about 900 students. But don't forget, we enroll about 1,700 members of the Rochester community in the Eastman Community Music School. That is a big part of what we do, and being a part of this community is very much central to the DNA of this institution.
You are part of the University of Rochester, of course, and then your campus is pretty much right in the city, right? Downtown?
We are downtown at the corner of Gibbs and Main Street, and I think one of the things that makes this school special is the fact that we are downtown, and in so many ways I feel like the Rochester residents feel like this is their music school. This is where the music and art happens, and not just from the Eastman School of Music, but from the Jazz Festival and the RPO. The Fringe Festival launches in a few days. All of that happens right here on our campus.
And it's amazing. All thanks to George Eastman.
Absolutely. What a visionary.
Now, let's talk for a moment about residencies that are coming up here. On September 24th, composer Ben Moore.
Well, he will be, quote, in residence for several days.
Okay.
And doing a number of things, primarily working with our students. So it's a chance for students to perform in masterclass with him or for him to meet with them one-on-one, for them to talk with him about various elements of his career or music in general. So we have many, many guests coming this year to, again, find ways to interact with our students that normally students wouldn't have that opportunity except for these great guests coming in.
I like this next one, Alarm Will Sound Residency. That sounds intriguing.
Alarm Will Sound is an amazing ensemble. They were all students at Eastman, and they graduated and kept, and they had a group together. So they stayed together, and their name is Alarm Will Sound, which happens to be on an exit door that I think they used to go through, and so they picked that name up. That group has been incredibly successful over the last 20 years. It is probably the leading new music ensemble in the world today. And so we're excited that they're going to be back with us.
Sounds great. I like the name. The name is intriguing. Clever. And then, of course, you get the Cleveland Quartet residency in April. That's interesting, too.
Absolutely. The Cleveland Quartet, well, they really helped establish Eastman as a world-class institution in the 70s through early 90s. They were in residence here. They were a world-class string quartet, and they attracted so many incredibly talented students. And interestingly enough, one of the groups of students who came specifically to study with them were the Ying Quartet. And now the Ying Quartet is our quartet in residence. They've been for about 20 years. And so we are really excited to have them back on campus. It's the first time since they left in the early 90s.
And not only that, but you have conferences lined up as well in commemoration of this centennial. Coming up in October, the College Music Society.
Absolutely. That's the largest professional society of music academics. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know how many people are coming to that, but I'm going to estimate between 700 and 800 people. So they will be downtown at the Hyatt and using the convention center, but all of the concerts will be here at Eastman in support of that.
Well, it's great to have the college back and in action now that, well, like I said, we're getting at the end of this pandemic, and to see all the students around, it's very encouraging. Almost makes me wish I had gone to Eastman.
Well, you know, it's not too late. We have the Community Music School, and as I said, we have hundreds of adults who are enrolled in lessons and playing in ensembles, and it's one of the really special things that we do here.
That was my next question. Thank you for reminding me. The Eastman Community Music School. So adults like me who would like to learn how to play the piano, would that be something I could do?
Absolutely. We have, as I say, hundreds of adults who are taking lessons, but we also have a vibrant ensemble program of adults. That is, we have orchestras, choirs, jazz ensembles, bands, clarinet choirs, all community residents, all adults. And it's, as I say, I love the passion of these people, and this is central to sort of their lives, their social lives, but also it feeds their artistic spirits.
Yes. So, Jamal, how long have you been with Eastman?
Well, let's see. I've got to do the math. I came in 2005, so I guess this is year 16.
Okay, so you're relatively new in the timeline of things.
We certainly, I have some colleagues who have been here 45 years, so I am still just a toddler.
Okay, well, good. You're just a toddler indeed. Still a lot of time ahead of you. So with the $100 million centennial campaign, it's still going on, right?
It is indeed. We are we've raised $53 million to date, and we have a lot of work ahead of us. But I know that there are people who, especially after COVID, recognize the importance and value of music to society and to humanity. And we are committed to preserving that and to helping students become the best musicians they can so they can go into their community. And as our building says, it's all about for the enrichment of community life.
Sure.
And that's what we want our alumni to do.
It sure is. Well, Jamal, thank you for taking the time to be with us to talk about this. And if anyone would like to learn more information, you've got it all on your website.
We do. And again, it's ESM, Eastman School of Music, .rochester.edu.
Okay, there, and we'll have that available here in our studios if anybody would like to call, and on our website as well. Jamel Rossi, Dean of the Eastman School of Music, is there anything you'd like to add in our remaining moments?
Pat, I would just say it's been a pleasure talking with you, and thanks so much for having me.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for joining us.
All right.